This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Factor 75. Get fresh meals delivered to your door. Use code MMA Nuts for $40 off your first 2 weeks.
123 Reg. Save 15% off.coms with code COM15MMA18. Mattress Firm. Get 10% off with code MMA Nuts 10. Menlo Club. Men's clothes and shoes designed with you in mind. Get $45 off your first box plus free sunglasses with code MMA45. Defense Soap. The ultimate soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes. With the new peppermint oil bars and shower gel. Use code MMA Nuts for 15% off. Hey, fans, it's MMA Nuts episode 408.
408!
My name is Ingo Weigel.
And we're on the MMA show. Fire fans, foreign fans, walk live between serious and semi ridiculous.
Not fully ridiculous?
Not today. 72.25 repeating.
Is that like an almost witty kind of a thing?
What do you mean?
Did you cut yourself?
No, I've got like a weird fucking hangnail or something. Okay. And sometimes you chip a nail and it rubs up on stuff in an awkward way.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Okay, sure.
I need to recut it.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I have a bad habit of chewing my nails at times when I'm nervous.
Should we just chew away?
No.
Like, that'd be great entertainment for the viewing and listening.
Currently not
folks.
Chewing my nails. You're right. So, here we are, Matt.
Yeah.
It's nigh Christmas soon.
Soon.
Yes.
Get all your Cyber Monday deals in?
Not really.
Although, I'll tell you what.
I did buy some CBD oil from the CBD distillery.
You can get 5% off with code GWD something 23.
Yes.
GWN23.
If you have anxiety, if you have any kind of problems, CBD will solve everything pretty much. Literally, it will level your shit out twice a day in the morning, in the evening. Sleep well.
Mm-hmm.
Be well.
Good stuff.
Fuck like a champ.
Always.
All good.
How else you do it? So, I want to start with boxing because boxing is life, Ingo.
Mm-hmm.
This weekend, we had a $75 pay-per-view.
Yes, so I've heard.
Jesus Christ. Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder, two undefeated champions trying to unify titles. Deontay Wilder, here's some stats for you. He's 33, 6'7". 212.5 pounds, 6'7", 212.
That seems off.
Super skinny, but he was so shredded. He looked so much bigger than that. Mm. Tyson Fury, 30 years old, 6'9", 256.
Yeah. That's more my style. That's a man right there.
And then when Wilder comes in, his belt gets dropped from the ceiling, encased in glass, dropping down with like neon lights.
You gotta have the, you know.
Very weird.
The dramatic effect.
And then when Wilder comes in, he looks kind of like a flamboyant Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, that is true. What's with the face mask?
I don't understand that. I'm assuming he probably spent $2, $3 million on that. Mm. Probably all his purse, you know. It's a good move.
Solid.
So I scored the fight 9-3 for Tyson Fury.
Uh-huh.
And I have to give Wilder a couple extra rounds because he dropped Fury, and I think it was the 8th and the 12th round, if I recollect. Not quite sure. Something like that. So, whatever. Then I think it works out to 7 rounds for Fury, 5 for Wilder. But it's pretty clear in my book, my brother's book, who watched the fight with me, 90% of the online community, all the MMA community, that Fury won that fight.
Mm-hmm. So what happened?
Well, we go to decision, and I tell my brother, I'm like, listen, we're going to have a fucking awkward decision. So it's either a split decision, Fury's going to lose, and Wilder will win, or something else. So you get a fucking split draw. Split draw!
It never, ever happens.
What the hell is this? So you get one guy... 115, 111 Wilder, 114, 112 Fury, 113, 113, split draw.
Okay.
Fuck, of course you do. Yeah. This is boxing.
So they're going to do this thing again then? Is that what they're setting us up for?
Yeah, but this is like the Canelo Alvarez Triple G fight where it's the first fight, Triple G clearly won, draw. The second fight, I thought Triple G won. They give it to Canelo. Close enough.
Yeah.
My God damn it. Why do we need to play boxing like this? I don't understand. Again, this is why, and it was a fucking awesome fight, but here's how we mar it in the aftermath, right? You did the wrong decision.
Yeah.
Well, so, the right decision for more pay-per-views.
Well, I guess it's a money thing.
Like, you're going to have another draw, and then somebody will win.
$75 a pop, and
yeah.
How many pay-per-view buys? That shit, I don't know. I would imagine at least a million.
Didn't Tyson Fury donate his purse or some shit?
Yeah, he said he was going to donate it to something. I don't know.
It's awesome. It's like millions of dollars. He doesn't need money, apparently, huh?
I don't know. It's weird. And then during the fight, just briefly, like Tyson was using a ton of head movement. And the weird thing was Wilder caught him, like in that knockdown at the end, like he was moving and it was like he threw a jab and the right hand hit Fury behind the head, like behind the ear as he's slipping the punch. And then as he's getting knocked down, like he's already concussed right there and on his way down, the left hook hits and goes clunk, clunk. And then Fury is just laying there and they're counting it down on his face. Two, three, four. And then you could see, like, the life comes back into him, gets back up, and then starts retaliating.
Yeah.
The man's not going to be denied.
He will not be denied. He's been through some shit, Matt.
Yeah, I heard that all night. Like, Jesus Christ. It was 400 pounds. We've never heard of a man come back from such a fucking large, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Mental health issues, all kinds of things.
Yeah, and it doesn't help when Mario Ronaldo's fucking calling the fight, so it's like a mental health jerk off. Oh, I got mental health issues. You got mental health. Oh, my God. Mamma mia! Like, oh, please stop with the hyperboles and superlatives and onomatopoeias. I don't need it.
What's an onomatopoeia?
Batman words. Bam! Boom!
Oh, that's it. Okay.
Hiya, karate!
I always forget that one.
I don't need it. I don't need it.
Pow.
No disrespect, but I can't have it. I can't have that guy as my fucking announcer. He follows me everywhere. I can't get away from him in that
ring.
He comes over to boxing.
Yes. He's going to be everywhere. He loves wrestling.
He's over there.
Thank you, everyone, watch wrestling.
And he comes over here.
He's a well-paid man.
I don't need it. Don't need it.
Does he still have the voice? Like,
super annoying.
Yeah.
And then typically in boxing, when you have a bunk decision, everyone just kind of buys into it. But that Paulie Malignaggi or whatever, the dude that was sparring with Conor McGregor, he at least called that shit out and said, this is shenanigans. We should be breaking down the fight, not talking about this bullshit decision. Whoever that judge is should be fired. Fuck that guy. Fuck him.
Who scored it a draw, though? You know?
I don't remember. The guy that fucked it up was Alejandro Rochin.
Okay. So that guy ever scored fights before?
I don't know. This is typical for it. This was in California, though.
Oh, I see.
Not Vegas.
Yeah, California's a little sketchy. Yeah. Well, you know, it's not surprising that this would happen.
It's no, boxing. I mean, I just go into it going, we're going to have a fucked up decision. Let's just enjoy the fight for what it was.
It's
it was
a spectacle.
A great heavyweight fight.
Yeah. So, did they say they'll do it again?
Yeah, they have to. You can't have unfinished business. One guy's got one title, the other guy's got a handful of titles. You gotta squash that shit.
Split.
And Fury was nice afterwards when they interviewed him, because they asked him, like, why didn't you complain about the draw? He said, you know what it was? I was telling my brothers and my family to keep quiet. There was about 8,000 travelers and Brits that come from around the world. 10,000. They probably would have smashed this arena up if I had instigated it. So
good on him.
Yeah. He was real good. And then he's saying, like, American Pie at the press conference, a cappella. Got the whole crowd up.
Nice.
Sang a little bit. Mic drop. Got out.
Oh.
Good guy. I like him. He was on that Rogan podcast. That was a good
It was a solid interview.
1 hour.
Short, but solid.
Yes.
I wonder why they only did an hour.
I think Tyson had to go to trading or something.
Okay.
And what else? Undercard fights, crap. Looked like a couple of fixed fights.
Of course.
There was a lighter fight.
They only made $12 each, so.
I know. The lighter weights were a good fight, but guy gets hit with the body shot, takes a knee, and doesn't get back up. I'm good. Like, right when the fight's getting good.
Cashing
out. I'm good. And then last thing I want to say about the fucking boxing is, why do I have to have backstory on everybody, and it's always about the kids? He's doing it for the kids, his children. He's got 17 children. He's 28. Like, I don't give a fuck about the guy's children. Show me his previous fight. Show me him fucking people up. But what's the What's the sell point there? Are you trying to get me in? But I'm already here. I already bought the pay-per-view. Like, I'm here.
It's a story, man. You got to be investing in this man.
Yeah, but invest me showing him knocking fools out.
Oh, that doesn't sell. He's got.
But I'm already bought it. You don't have to sell me when I'm in the door.
No. He has to have emotions and feelings and a purpose. Knocking guys out is not a purpose.
Yes, it is.
For feeding your family and children, that's purpose.
That purpose doesn't work with me.
Okay. All right.
Tell me I'm doing it for the fucking drugs and bitches. Something. Something legitimate.
Do it for the party.
The children? I'm not buying the story. It doesn't sell. It doesn't sell, Ingo.
Okay.
That's all I got to say about that.
Finger. Is that it for boxing?
Yeah. Let's talk about the UFC quickly. That happened.
Didn't watch.
It's hard to watch it when fucking you have all these guys that were loved and... I don't know. You could say legends in the sport, and they're not fighting other legends.
Shogun won, though.
Yeah, he gets a win.
$50,000 performance of the night bonus.
Well deserved.
Is this that matches John Jones for most UFC bonuses among light heavyweights?
At what, four?
I believe it's eight.
Wow, I didn't expect it to be that high.
Mm-hmm. It's eight.
And then you have Mark Hunt losing.
So sad.
Yeah, last fight in the UFC. Mm-hmm. Where do you think he's going to end up? Obviously, he's not fighting in the UFC anymore.
No, I think he's going to go to Bellator.
I think that would be awesome.
Fucking A.
Put him in the tournament. Fucking Mark Hunt, Fedor.
Yeah. They never fought, right?
Not that I can remember.
I would like to see that. Oh, the Fedor and the Mark Hunt.
Sure. And then what else? We had Junior Dos Santos getting a win. Who is he fighting? Ty Tiavasa.
Yeah, he's feeling good after that KO. Victory.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking all kinds of smack. Like, slow your roll, brother.
Yeah.
Calm down.
You get back to the win column. Yes. I think he was going win-loss for like 15 fights or something.
Yeah, he got his bell rocked a few times in there, too. Mm. So we'll see. We'll see.
And then the other guy, Usman, beats Rafael Dos Anjos.
Yes.
For a fucking decision win, but it's a, I think, fight of the night. And the only other thing coming up Saturday, UFC 231.
Whoa, Max Holloway?
Yeah, Max Holloway, Brian Ortega. Who do you like?
I like Brian Ortega in this one. Mm-hmm. I think. Max Holloway.
He's the underdog.
It's kind of like something going on with that guy. I don't know, mental issues or.
What? You can't say that. Allegedly.
I didn't say anything. I heard this voice.
He's got these things.
These things I'm thinking about. But, I like Ortega's chances. I think Holloway is at a vulnerable state, and he has a potential for coming in flat and things. And
concussed. Brain injuries or whatever.
All kinds
going
of things
on.
Happen in there. So I'm going to go ahead and root for Ortega. I think he's going to do his thing. Uh-oh.
Yeah, I did that.
We have an overpour on the beer over there.
Yeah. Okay. That's neither here nor there. It'll handle that.
Yeah.
And Ortega's a huge 145. So
yeah.
And that jiu-jitsu.
Solid stuff.
I like it. Valentina Shevchenko and Joanna Jędrzejczyk.
Ooh.
And I think Valentina is 3-0 over Joanna, like fucking, I don't know how many years ago in kickboxing. Numerous years ago.
Nobody cares.
But,
okay.
You know, I favor Shevchenko in there.
I like it.
We have Alex Oliveira and Gunnar Nelson.
Ooh.
And Jimmy Manuel and Thiago Santos.
Ooh.
So. Not the, I could care for the first two fights. The other two are like, meh.
I don't know. I'm going to, don't want to talk badly, but to buy or not to buy the pay-per-view?
To stream.
Or to stream. Are we buy, stream, not buy?
Always buy, but not in that way, so.
Stream.
I don't know. You can't say that out loud.
We can say whatever we want. This is our podcast.
Don't stream.
We can say, fuck the UFC.
That's illegal.
We can say that.
That's fucking illegal, Ingo.
We can say, fuck the UFC.
Yeah, that's him. I'm on Team UFC.
Fuck them in their white knight business. Okay?
Oh, Jesus Christ. You're never getting press
passes. Press passes.
Precipice or press pass.
I don't want precipice passes.
I want them all.
I want perpetuity. I want things in perpetuity.
That's right.
Like anal gangbangs.
Why? What? You and your anal gangbangs. What do you do this weekend? Anal gangbang. Recipient.
Not recipient.
No, what?
I am a pitcher, not a catcher.
I don't know about that. He's selling tricks.
What?
Turning tricks.
I'm selling tricks?
Right.
I'm turning tricks.
This is a silly rabbit. Come difference. On. What's the news? Do it to me.
Sage Northcutt leaves the UFC, signs with one championship.
One UFC?
Yeah. Hmm. So how do you feel about that?
I think it's good. I think he got paid like a son of a bitch. Dana White said, we let Sage go. Sage is young and Sage needs some work. Let's get some work in one of these other organizations. And let's see where this kid is in a couple of years. And maybe we'll pick him back up again. Yeah. He's 6-2 in the UFC and he's on a 3-fight win streak. So fuck that guy.
Yeah, I think Dana's a little butthurt here. Mm-hmm. Let that one get away. It's okay.
Yeah, that kid was, I think he was making 60-60 in his last fights. And you want to talk about a fighter that's been pushed by the UFC? It's fucking Sage Northcutt, hell yeah, man. So,
he looks like a superhero, too, doesn't he?
Yeah. And with lack of drug testing for that kid, oof. Good luck.
Mm-hmm.
That should be fun for him.
I think so, too.
And who else? Fucking trying to think. Oh, New York Post put an ad up, and I got to pull this up here when we're talking about Sage. Like, talk about a shit article. It says, the stunning downfall of UFC human Ken doll, Sage Northcutt. Like, really?
Yeah.
That's how we're going to lead with that? You guys ever fucking watch Sage Northcutt
probably
fight?
Not.
Do you know what a Sage Northcutt is? One of the most respectful, the most respectful guy in the UFC.
Everybody's Mr. Somebody.
Right. Mr. Dana White, Mr. Uriah Faber, yeah. Mr. 1FC, I'd Mr. like to fight in your organization.
Yes, I'm humbled and happy to be here. I love you all.
Yeah. You're going to pull that kind of shit? That's disgusting.
Yeah.
What else you got?
The only thing I got is Carlos Condit doing a flamethrower.
It's not a flamethrower, according to Eli.
Yeah, it's in the Boring Company.
Yeah.
Not a flamethrower.
Sweet. I love it.
Yeah. And he's only wearing, like, tidy short workout shorts or something. I don't know.
Even better. I'm surprised those things aren't setting off like the fire alarms because of the amount of flame
because it's hot,
out,
right? You know,
it's super close.
I'm gonna email this to you so you have it.
Thank you.
But that's all the news I got. You got news? Right.
Yeah. So I saw Golden Boy MMA. Some of the stats came out, and they talk about the pay-per-view buy rate. It was somewhere between 20,000 on the low and 40,000 on the high.
Whoa, seriously?
Yeah. And they said the live gate was $731,226. So you're probably looking at about $1.7 million all the money you took in.
Mm-hmm.
There's around 540, maybe just call it 550,000 in salary. So
yeah.
You got about 1.15 million left. Now you got to add in your production fees. And if I remember the UFC saying it, when they did it, it was about $1 million. And I would imagine Golden Boy not as efficient. Just guessing. Because, man, it's cold in here.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Oscar De La Coca. And there was like a little back and forth between Oscar and Dana. So I don't see how they made any fucking money on that, huh?
Yeah.
Is it even possible? Are we going to see another one?
I don't know. I'm still surprised they let Chuck fight, you know? Like,
oh, I don't know if we talked about it. They put him on indefinite suspension now.
They should.
Yeah.
He just shouldn't fight anymore.
No.
I don't want to see that.
I ain't going to break him out. He's right over there. I'm not even going to break him out.
No.
He's broken. He's in halves.
Okay.
Did we talk about Tito? Tito was talking about, if they do this Golden Boy MMA 2,
mm-hmm,
he wants to fight Dan Henderson next.
I like that matchup. You don't like it?
Well, it's again, here's the man who is trying to go after the guys that are super old.
Sure, why not?
I don't, fucking Henderson might be 52. So
Tito's 46, 50
also.
Isn't he? 40?
44.
Okay.
But he might be 70 in, like, fighting age?
Mm-hmm.
Not the brightest of guys?
No. It's got a little skull damage.
My brain, I got 72 neck injuries. My tailbone protrudes out my anus 7 inches.
Yeah.
Along with my
something
colon
is up with that guy.
Rectum.
He ain't all there.
I get it. Firefighting. Yeah. So, I don't know. It's just curious. He keeps going after the older guys. Why don't you call out Bass Rutten while you're at it? Yeah. I hear he's ready to fight. Who else? I don't know. It's weird. Let's talk about John Jones.
Okay, please.
So, a few weeks ago, I was pontificating about the John Jones and his fighting license.
The
I said,
John
man,
Jones.
I've heard nothing about him having his fighting license. Apparently, he doesn't have it. Doesn't have
I thought
it yet.
He was supposed to get it this month.
Well, he's got a hearing on December 11th with the California State Athletic Commission. His fight is on the 29th of December. So, you know, he got a couple weeks beforehand.
Is that in California or in Las Vegas?
That fight should be in Vegas, but the,
so fuck California.
Well, they stripped his license and said they were going to see, well, what happens with USADA as far as the suspension goes?
Yeah.
And it's like the UFC is just like, well, this is a done deal. We don't have to worry about this.
Nope.
You sure? Like, we're just going to, they're just banking on everything?
The grease in the wheels, Matt. There's things happening that we don't know about.
Yeah.
Things we're not privy to. Somebody's blowing somebody and shoving cash in certain places.
I'm just saying, I don't think you need to book things before you have all your ducks in a row or something.
Maybe not.
I'm just going to hum that.
Hmm.
That one remains to be seen. I'm not
things that make you go.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like you. Got to have your license before you.
He'll
make fight.
He'll fight. Although we did say on this show that he won't.
He's not gonna fight. I'm fucking cursing that guy. Somehow that fight's not gonna happen.
Jones being cursed. Can't do that.
And so Anderson Silva was talking about GSP and he was criticizing him recently for evading big challenges.
Yeah.
I'll lay out their resumes and then you can tell me if they've avoided. So GSP, he's 26-2, two division champ. He's fought and or beat Bisping, Hendricks, Nick Diaz, Carlos Condit, Jake Shields, Josh Koscheck, Thiago Alves, BJ Penn twice, John Fitch, Matt Serra twice, Matt Hughes 3 times, Carl Parisian, Sean Shirk, and
wow.
Mayhem.
That's a long list.
Yeah. Anderson Silva, 34-8. Cormier, Bisping, Nick Diaz, Weidman twice, Belfort, Henderson, Franklin twice, Marquardt. Which is more impressive?
I think GSP, for sure. The list is long.
And
inconsistent.
Notable. That's when I look at each one, like, what's notable? Like, goddamn, did GSP not fight the best of the best?
He did.
For a multiple span of years?
Yeah,
like,
he did.
Man.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know, I think it was Dana White that avoided that challenge, right? The GSP and Anderson Silva?
Yes. There's always, like, some fuckery there. They never could get that thing worked out.
Yeah, now that's all they can do. Like, let's do this super fight.
So all that's left. I think they'll do it. GSP will take that fight.
I'm okay with that at this point.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
It said BJ Penn is in the process of finalizing a 4-fight contract extension with the UFC.
Really?
Why? What are we doing?
Well, they want to lock him up for life.
Just keep feeding him out. Well, why don't we see what happens with Ryan Hall before we feed him to another young and up and coming?
I so like that matchup.
It's awesome. Yeah. I love it. I love it.
It'll be interesting to see.
It's going
to
be the worst striking match ever.
I hope they don't strike.
They're going to both go with no knee bend stand up.
Yeah.
Because I hear that's super effective in training.
It's like the kangaroo approach.
It's super awesome. And then speaking of jiu-jitsu, the Crown Gracie got his opponent. No, hang on. We just got notified of Crown Gracie's next opponent.
Okay.
Alex Caceres.
I figured, yeah.
Bruce Leroy Jenkins.
Be an interesting matchup. I like it.
Yeah, 4-0 versus 14-11. So 4 fights versus 25. Mm-hmm. UFC 233.
He's a Gracie after all.
January
26.
Uh-huh. What else? Dana White talking about 4-man tournament at 155.
Ooh.
Fucking weird. It's his McGregor versus Poirier 2.
I like it.
And then Khabib and Ferguson.
Bones blown up. Okay. Yes. Khabib and Ferguson.
Yeah. Well, do you like that or do you like, so it's tournament at 155 or McGregor versus Cowboy?
I like tournament. Big fan of tournament.
It was a curveball for a tournament. What if Khabib's suspended for 2 years?
Put in Cerrone.
All right, done.
Easy.
I don't want the my challenge is I don't want the Poirier. So maybe it's McGregor versus Cowboy.
But Poirier is a whole different fighter now than he was like 4 years ago when they, was it five, 4 years ago when they fought?
It's a minute ago.
He's got tattoos now and he's all set.
He's smoking the weed or something.
Something.
I'm just saying. I think I like Cowboy and they're better. I want stuff we haven't seen. I agree. Yeah. He's a different fighter now, but moving right along. Moving. Oh, Bellator, just quickly. Bellator, MMA, and Ryzen FC or FF, whatever the fuck they are. They're doing some weird stuff where Bellator's bantamweight champion, Darian Caldwell, is going to face Ryzen's Horiguchi for Ryzen's bantamweight title on December 31st in Japan.
Ooh, Japanese. Maybe so I should go we should go to Japan, Matt. Let's go to Japan.
Okay. How many hour flight? Do I speak the language?
14 or 15. Do you speak Japanese? I don't fucking know. Do you speak Japanese?
I'm just trying to think, like, what's gluten-free and safe? Sushi?
Rice is gluten-free.
Okay. Uh-huh. Only if it's flamboyant.
And then we should go to Japan and buy used panties out of a vending machine, because that's the thing there.
But you don't know who... even if there was a picture of, like, said lady, I'm imagining this Jabba the Hutt woman. She works a 9-to-9 house cleaning. Me clean your house. Yeah. Me jerk you off.
It's something nice about a pair of used panties. I mean,
I can appreciate that, but I'm just saying, if you don't know, if I physically didn't see them come off,
then you're not interested.
Out.
What if it's like a scent they fucking spray on there? It's not even real panty smell.
Because there was a spray that was like a shit your pants spray, and I think I was.
Shit your pants spray.
Yeah, like a fart spray.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
So I go to the Woodfield Mall when I was younger, right? And I buy the fucking, you go to Spencer Gifts, you buy the fart spray, and they have those long bridges on the second to the third floor. And I just fucking unload the whole can in the middle of the bridge. And I go off to the side and watch. And the looks on people's faces, like there'd be a baby in a stroller walking by, and then you see someone walking the other way, like, oh, God, fucking change that baby. What the fuck? The horrid looks.
Yeah, the fart spray.
People That's good
weird.
Stuff.
People are worried about that. Farting, yeah. Farting in public.
I know, but the stink is very bad. Mm. Let's do some astronauts. Move
These
right
nuts.
Break neck speed.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
I got to go all the way over here to go all the way over there. Uh-huh. Go right to go left. So, what is tweet of the week this week? We have two choices.
Dos. Uno, dos,
yeah, so tres. Sports Illustrated MMA's tweeted out, Branda Vera looking to become a two-division world champion by the end of 2019. Look a little different than you remember him. He used to be a little pudgy, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's huge now.
Jacked.
Wow.
Well, you got that one. Seems like I've heard that maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And then... We have Barstool Sports with 50 Cent says he wouldn't mind if his son got hit by a bus.
What? What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know. I'm just not getting along.
That wins it for me. It's like, what are you going to do about that? What do you mean you got hit by a bus?
Are you ever going to get to that point where you just don't agree that much with your fucking son and or daughter? I really wish you would just get run over by a fucking bus, okay? You're so much work. I can't handle this. Like, you're talking interracial and crazy talk. Like, whatever.
What does getting hit by a bus have to do with racism, Matt?
I don't know. It feels like it's racist.
Rosa Parks is on that bus.
I don't know.
It's like, oh, I'll sit anywhere.
I ride in the back.
I'll sit anywhere I damn well please.
Damn right. Respect.
Okay. Wow. All right. Really beckoning.
Yeah. Which MMA fighter's life story would you most like to see be made into a biopic?
John Jones.
That'd be really good.
Yeah.
He's had a lot of ups, a lot of downs.
Yes. I think it'd be good.
A lot of hits, a lot of misses mm-hmm. on both of them. Yeah. Double car crashes, run away.
Yeah.
Police cams of like
cocaine,
a speeding
weed,
of the runaway.
Pregnant ladies he's hit with his car.
Oh, my God.
I mean, he's done it all.
I think you win with that.
You do.
I'd like a Diaz brother one.
That'd be fun. Yeah, good point.
There's a lot of shit going on, probably behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. I'm triathloning, fighting three guys on my bike. Mm-hmm. They're trying to steal my shoes. Is it viable for a Legends League to begin? I heard Vitor Belfort talking about this, so I was really keen on the idea. However, after seeing Liddell versus Ortiz 3, I've gone off it a bit. Do you guys think that the fight has put people off wanting to see Legends fight each other?
Nah, it's just a couple of guys. Look, Chuck looked like shit, so that's not anybody else's fault. He threw a Rich
Flank. That's Chuck's fault.
That's Chuck's fault. Well, not even that. It's just somebody should have been like Chuck. Seriously. I mean, what coach?
Well, his coach said he didn't want him to fight, and he didn't train him for that fight.
Oh.
So he had to go elsewhere to train.
Yeah, okay, good. So, good on him.
And Dana White, right? He's the one who said, you're never fighting in the UFC again. You're done.
Yeah, he
so
knows.
People tried, but Chuck went out of his way to fight. And, you know, that should have been a safe fight. It should have been.
For Chuck, it should have, but it was not. He got right. KO'd hard.
When you get KO'd by Tito, it should have a wrap.
Yeah, you should.
We're out.
Rethink your life.
But a Legends League?
I like it.
Overseas?
Hells yeah.
Let's Pride do
rules.
It. Yeah.
Not in the cage, doing the ring.
Yeah. If you had to choose between watching terrible, boring MMA or watching a loop of your most embarrassing moments, which would you choose?
Most embarrassing moments.
Yeah, I'm not watching boring shit, are you?
No, like, my most embarrassing moments are not that embarrassing. I mean, for me, I've already lived them. It's not going to hurt me.
No.
Unless I might cry myself to sleep, though.
Like shit your pants at work,
suck on my
embarrassing.
Thumb.
It's like big deal.
That did
just
happen.
Run away.
I've had it. You know, I've noticed something. I realized like this today, earlier, that this year has been a year of highest highs and lowest lows. More than any other year ever in my life. It's been literally like.
Because you're like at that midway point.
What does that mean?
40.
Is that what it is?
Maybe.
Could be.
Test.
It's been like super high, super low. Right now we're at a low point, but I feel like I'm climbing out of it. So it's good.
It's always the yin and the yang. It's like this.
Positivity's
you got to try to stay right in the middle. I forgot who that was.
I don't want to stay in the middle. I like the polarity.
You can't go all the way up and all the way down.
Why not? The pendulum, it swings.
You
feel really good, feel really bad, feel really good, feel really bad. I want to level off. Fuck that, it's boring.
I want to feel the pain super hard. And I want to feel
the joy super hard.
Orgasmic highs super high.
Yeah. You know, that's what I like.
Fair enough.
Maybe.
Are you sure?
I don't know. We'll see.
I was going to say, are you sure? Yeah, well, I'm HIV positive.
I am sure that I would love to find some smoother waters. Calmer waters would be nice.
You don't like to be that Forrest Gump in the middle of the ocean challenging the fucking tsunamis?
No. Well, I feel like I've been doing that this recently. So I'm done challenging tsunamis. All I would right. just like to cruise off into the sunset.
Fair enough.
You know?
And Rodrigo Machado will close it out. It's time. Pound sign natural. Pound sign Matt Rape Train. Pound sign Eagle Sugar Daddy. Would you rather be shot 9 times okay. and survive? But the recovering process would be the most painful experience of all time. Or would you rather that CM Punk goes on a 30-fight winning streak in the UFC, which could only be explained as a miracle of God with him winning a middleweight, welterweight, and lightweight championship?
I'll take CM Punk.
Yeah, fuck it.
I don't want to suffer.
I'm going to take 9 to the chest and be in horrible pain. This is some
silly
fucking
question,
cox
sir.
Man. Can't... Let him win all the fights he wants.
Nobody
I don't
wins
give
everything.
A shit.
We're not that vindictive or vicious.
No. Choose pain or no pain.
No pain.
If the option is pain or like some like crazy sexual escapades with a bunch of ladies of my choice.
I'll choose the sexual
with
escapade.
A top 10 list and yes. I can take all 10.
10.
Right.
Sexual
right.
escapades.
Then I might take 9 to the chest, 8 Mile style.
Yeah.
People shooting me sideways. Because if you're going to shoot
you
how
aim,
else do you shoot
it's
it?
It's a better aim like that.
Right, just sideways, and you got to fucking Anyway. It's time for the ladies. I asked you guys a similar question, so I want to see what has changed. Choose one current UFC fighter to be your mom, one to be your sister, and one to be your daughter.
My mom?
Yeah.
My daughter.
This is tough.
My daughter. I'm going to go ahead and pick Joanna Jędrzejczyk as my daughter.
Okay.
So she can take care of herself. My mom? I'm going to go with my mom. Let's do Holly Holm as my mom.
Okay.
She seems mature for her age. And what's the other one?
Sister.
Oh, sister. I'll go with Cyborg because I don't want to have urges to fuck my sister.
But she could be incestual.
But I'm not interested. I am not attracted to Cyborg. I know you are. So she could have your sister.
I'm gonna have Cyborg as my mom.
Oh Jesus!
Because she could take care of business. And she's going to teach me how to take care of business.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody gets in the way, they're getting fucking run over.
Incestuous, Matt.
Whatever. Well, if I'm going to go incest, then Mackenzie Dern, sister. Because then I got striking and jiu-jitsu covered.
Yeah.
And then my daughter, oof. I might take a Shevchenko, Valentina.
Yeah.
She's going to be fucking well-versed, too. Uh-huh. Bases covered. Because I'm not taking Paige Van Zandt. Can't have her anywhere.
No.
That's dangerous.
Yeah. I might get slip and fall into that pussy.
And it looked furry. It could,
he just ignored everything I just said.
I heard it. No, I just said it looked furry.
It looked furry?
Yeah, Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, I didn't see that.
It was an upskirt. Oh. I didn't see it.
So sad.
It says, hey guys, Ingo won the last test, so he will be able to bang the Gina Carano and call himself the sugar daddy.
Yes.
I'm congrats, right. Ingo.
Thank you.
Now it's time for Matt to take the quiz. Are you going to be able to earn the right to call yourself the rape train and bang Mackenzie Dern? Or are you the loser? You need to get three questions right to win, and here it goes. So I had to read these ahead of time, so the answers are here. So I took the test. And I will give you my honest answers from when I read it earlier. So, UFC 100 was held in what city? I did guess correctly with Las Vegas. I almost said Los Angeles because I'm thinking about that boxing fight. Las Vegas, Nevada. Question two. How many times have Andre Arlovsky and Tim Sylvia fought?
Four.
Yeah, I got that right. Question three. Nate Diaz competed and won on which Ultimate Fighter? No fucking clue.
Three.
Was five.
Fuck. So close.
I had no idea. His reign as UFC champion was the longest of all the divisions. Who is he?
The longest?
Mm-hmm.
GSP.
No, yeah. He's up there. Anderson Silva.
As with one of the two. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Because I went with Jose Aldo, and he's actually, I think, number four. And then Anderson Silva is one. I want to say GSP was second. I
Mighty
forgot.
Mouse?
Yeah. It's Anderson Silva, Mighty Mouse, GSP, and then Jose Aldo.
Okay.
But remember that time when that's all we had were all these champions and they could never be defeated?
Yes.
And I would always go, can we just wipe out all the champions? Because
it's
this
happened.
Sucks. Like they would go for 5-6 years and no one loses.
Yep.
Mirko, let's just say Krokop, suffered his first MMA knockout loss in which match? No idea. His 2004 fight with Kevin Randleman.
Okay.
And then redemption question, I got this one right. Who was the first person to handle Rich Franklin, a professional MMA loss?
I don't know.
Southpaw, Lyoto Machida.
Ooh, nice. Back when he used to be elusive?
Or a heavyweight.
Yeah.
And then he said he apologized for not sending us his address, busy. But he says, Ingo, I do watch the show and pay attention to everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. Thank you for sending in questions.
We yes. Appreciate it very much.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, Mary Kill, Celebrity Edition number 24.
Okay.
You have Ami Grove.
Not bad.
Drawing. Nicola McLean.
Wow. Okay. That's a lot of something.
Death. And Peter Todd.
Oh, my Lord. I'm going to have to go ahead and marry the last one.
Okay.
We're going to bang the second one and kill the first one.
Fair enough. We're going to marry the first one, Killed the second one. Fucking third one. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Got any canal edge for...
None that I can think of this at this moment in time. I know you have something.
I have something. I forgot. It was on the phone. It's going to take me a while. Pull this up.
I have to pee so badly.
It'll all work out.
The worst feeling in the world.
Try not to...
When you have to pee?
I won't pontificate. I'll go right to it. Working. Working.
He's thinking hard. Bing. Comes his email.
I'm getting bonuses. I just got bonus points.
Quiet. Can you hear me?
I can hear you still.
If you build it, you will come.
Red drop. Red drop.
Here's three generations of McGregor striking.
Okay.
You have the Connor. You have the child.
What? That's his kid?
Yeah. And then you have the dad.
What the hell's going on?
I don't know.
That's so weird.
Kind of gang bangs are going on over at the McGregor household, but...
That's like a Saturday morning.
Seriously.
After waffles and bacon, they just go out and...
get bangers and mash or whatever is going on. Yeah. And, I think the kid had better striking than the dad. I don't know how that works, but it worked. Anything else?
That's it.
Shut down. He's got piss.
I got piss so bad. This has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Eagle Weigel.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.